Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Let's travel to the great state of Maryland and talk about Rayhan. He's got a great name. Not Rohan. All right. It's not him. It's Rayhan. And Rayhan is 24 years old, and he worked 3 years as a garbage man to pay for college and help support his family. And now he's in the news because he just got into Harvard Law School. And that is no easy task. His brother and cousins recorded him opening up all of his acceptance emails from different schools.
Today we're going to be doing Harvard. You know, everything always kind of comes full circle. So, like, last year I got in this horrible little accident and everyone told me push back school. And my brother said, you know, screw that. And he even ended up buying me a Harvard sweater to just tell him, you know, keep pushing, you know, put in that work and let's get it. I did just that. All right, I'm clicking it.
Congratulations!
You see this?
Dad!
Most important one. Harvard, baby.
Harvard, dude.
I don't know what that feels like to get accepted to a really prestigious school.
Are you kidding me, dude? I mean, it is insane. People laughed at me because I wanted to go to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, and Everybody just wrote in my yearbook, are you serious? I really thought, I think I could do it. And they go, no, you can't. You're a moron. Yeah. There's no way you're getting in there. And Harvard, to me, even seems much more difficult than that. And what a great accomplishment, especially if that's what you wanted to do. Like, you had your eyes set on getting there, and you really, like, he really believed he could get there, and everybody believed him. Whereas I really believed I could get to MIT, and nobody believed I could get there.
You didn't have that support system.
No, they were right, though. They were absolutely right. Aww. Apparently, you got to be good at math to do.
Yeah. It's so great because he's rocking a Harvard sweater, a hoodie, while he's going through the emails to find out that he's going to be going to Harvard. That's pretty awesome.
Dude, that is fantastic.
The bittersweet part, though, is that he's going to now go to Harvard online because they're not really having... the last time doing their classes online.
Yeah, you're
absolutely.
Right.
It's the suckiest time to get...
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I want to walk the campus with my Harvard hoodie.
And by the way, you know what's also going to be horrible for him? Is now everybody's going to come to him and ask him to fix the TV and fix anything at all that requires brain power.
He's the smart one.
He's the smart one of the family. And you
get
never want to be that guy.
Off my VCR.
You never want to be the smartest one in the family. Everybody asks you all those questions.
I know the struggle, man. That's me.
You're always asking your brother stuff? Is that the problem?
Nice try. My dad will wait till I come back to visit in New York for me to help set up something for him.
Isn't that something?
And I'm like,
amazing.
Dad. it's probably going to be like a good year until I come back. Oh, wait, I don't want to figure this out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All you got to do is turn the power on and hit record, and the camcorder will work.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
No, I'll just wait for you. I'll keep it in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I get it. I am totally with him on that, because I'm starting to get to the point where, you know, they talk about the older you get, the more that you actually start losing the ability to really figure stuff out that you used to be able to.
See, I wonder if it's that, or there's been times where I'm like, I don't really feel like wasting my energy trying to figure this thing out. I'm sure it's not that hard, but I just don't want to do it.
See, now that
it's
is,
like, I don't give an F kind of mentality.
Seems, yeah. That's the other one as well. Mm-hmm. You have hit both of them. You have less energy,
yeah,
and your brain isn't able to pick up on stuff as well as it used to. So that combo has you going, yeah, looks good in the box, brother. Going to keep it right in the box till you get here.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law has on demand. Uh-huh. She complains there's nothing on television.
Mm-hmm.
She has on demand. She doesn't know how to use it. And I've tried to show her, and she's like, but I don't know if I can get back to my regular TV. Yeah. I'm not going to try.
My dad, it's sending pictures. So, like, you know, he'll see a cool picture we post on Facebook of Tatum. And he's like, and he'll message me, can you please send me the JPEG of that picture?
The JPEG.
Yes.
Nice.
You know, because he's down with the lingo.
Yeah,
wow.
And I'm just like, Dad, just save it off of Facebook. Just, you know, right-click it. And then he sends me the link to some dumb chain letter thing of be careful of saving things on Facebook that gives them the authority to go through all your pictures.
Oh, geez, like,
why did I say anything?
So I'm like, man.
I'm like, okay, fine. I get on my phone and I email him the picture. And then he writes me back and goes, this isn't a JPEG. I can't figure out how to save this one.
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
Old people are exhausting, man.
It is, because then I got to now send it to myself, save it as a JPEG on my computer, and then send it to him. I'm like, this is like a 15-minute process just to get you a stupid picture that you could have just saved off of Facebook.
You could have right-clicked, saved as, and would have been fine.
But he doesn't trust Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Oh, damn man. Zuckerberg. I don't know how many times I've had to forward that Snopes article about that whole damn thing to everybody. That it's just like, I now have it saved so that I can just cut and paste the Snopes article. It is not true. Yep. You can do whatever you want on Facebook. No one's going to come arrest you. You're not going to be prosecuted. They're not going to steal your money.
Nope, but they already own everything, so it doesn't matter.
You're an old person, and people are taking advantage of you being old.
It's like 90% of the older people in my family, the only correspondence I ever get from them are these chain letters sent to me via Facebook Messenger that are like, you know, don't do this. The government you know, code 69.420 told me that you can't do this. And I'm by posting this means that they do not have the access to my pictures. I'm like, oh, my gosh, just get off of Facebook if you're that concerned.
Well, that's why I never read code 69.420.
It's a good one.
Yeah, because I'm afraid of what it means and, you know, how many rules I'm violating.
It's a hard one to process.
That's what she said. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but today is Almost Famous Friday.
Yes.
And this is a big celebration for us here at The Rock, because we are celebrating bands that we think should have been, but ended up only being almost famous. And also, we're reminding you not to forget to check out Origins Almost Famous Turns 20. Great podcast at radio.com celebrating the movie Almost Famous. And 20 years old. Dude.
20 years old.
That's insane.
What, radio.com. The first band we're going to play, BJ, is a band I'm such a big fan of. I'm fortunate to see them live a few times at the Showbox. I saw them open for Creed of all bands, which was kind of pretty awesome. But they're a band called Local H. They're from Chicago.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Okay, you remember.
Yeah.
They're like 90s alt rock. Like, they were the band.
Amazing.
Like, you're just like, oh, this band's going to be huge. And then it never really did happen. I mean, they've had a good career. But what I always loved about them is they were a two-piece. Before, like, the White Stripes made being a two-piece cool.
Oh, wow.
It was just this dude and the drummer would go nuts. He had a couple different drummers. But, man, they were just a cool band. And the song that we're going to play is called Bound to the Floor. And it's just going to bring you back to the 90s, man. It's so awesome.
Here's Local H on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia of Puyallup for giving us the Migs Report, and it is a very special day. If you like
pina colada. All right, then.
That's right. It's National Pina Colada Day. My mom's favorite alcoholic beverage.
Is it really?
Well, actually, she's more of a Jack Daniels kind of lady these days.
Oh, good for her.
Because everyone's supposed to be like, oh, I've been hanging out with Jack. And I'm like, who the hell's Jack? It's like Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Which is a lot better than her being like, I'm hanging out with Pina. Like, who the hell is Pina?
I am Pina, your father. That's a nickname she gave me. Marv Albert.
And, Rev, it's also National Kitten Day, so be sure to pet your kitten.
Yay! Oh,
wait a second.
Happy Kitten Day, Frank and Carl.
Yes.
That's not euphemistic, right?
No, okay. But they were once kittens.
So they were, yeah.
You have a perfect Kitten Day.
Thank you for that.
Sorry.
Don't apologize.
No, we should apologize for everything.
Who's Pina?
Yeah.
All right. And shout out to Tenino, Washington. They're making things interesting. They're getting some national notoriety because they've decided to print their own currency.
Oh, Tenino is pretty. I mean, we used to know the mayor of Tenino. That place is, they're their own world, man.
He was not just the mayor, but he liked to call himself Mayor Juana.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was all about smoking the doobage.
That's right. Tenino, man. That's where it all goes down.
Well, it seems like they're still smoking the pot over there because they decided to make their own currency. Actually, it's kind of a fun idea. They're doing it to help the economy during this pandemic. So anybody who's lost out on some income will get $300 worth of bills to spend at local businesses each month. And then they turn the business will turn them into City Hall for U.S. dollars.
Oh.
So just trying to help their economy, help out the local businesses by printing their own currency.
That's actually a pretty cool idea. I mean, you're pretty much circumventing waiting for the government to help people out. You're just doing it for your own town.
What do we got to do to get our faces on their currency?
Ooh, oh, you're right.
Bucks?
All of us.
We probably have to make a donation. Like, say, we will give X amount of dollars so they can print X amount of dollars.
I'll give $5 if I could be on the $5 bill.
So you wanted to put your face in all their $5 bills just
yes.
for $5?
I think that's fair.
I think you're going to have to get a little bit more.
Which bill would you want to be on?
Oh, I would probably go for the $1 bill because then I can afford to pay them $100 and they probably would have 100 of those they print out.
All right, Vicky.
I want to be the weird one in a $2 bill.
Oh, yeah. Do it, Susan B.
And those are very popular at the strip clubs in Portland.
Yes, they are.
So I've heard. Danny.
I want to be on the 50-cent piece.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go coins because they're big. They'll fit my whole big head on there. It'll be great.
Man, then I want to be a wooden nickel.
Ooh,
a wooden nickel.
They were worth nothing, so congratulations.
Grab your currency. What are you going
on? Oh, the $20 bill, y'all.
Yeah.
Can we make up our... I mean, if they're making up their own currency, we can make up our own denomination, right? Like,
yeah.
I want to be a $69 bill.
It'd be weird if you didn't.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, really.
Again, I think you're going to have to contribute some cash, though.
Oh, that's a weird transition to go from the $69 bill to a man in Florida who was arrested because he was walking around the Burlington Coat Factory with his privates exposed.
Oh, that's not the place to do that.
Yes, he's 37. His name's Derek, and he was caught on surveillance video where at some point he grabbed a bottle of lotion and started walking around with his Johnson hanging out.
And had the lotion.
I don't know if he was looking for a new jacket or what.
Well, if you think about that Blink-182 album, maybe he was looking for some pants, too.
Well, I don't know if he was looking for... This just messed up, because then a kid notices him.
That's the problem.
The kid tells their parent, who then lets the authorities know, and then...
Yeah.
Yep. Dude, identified the guy and arrested him. Thankfully.
Yeah.
Hey, NBA, you know, they're going to be doing their season over in Orlando, over at Disney World, and they're going to be able to... I love this story. It said that they will be able to have some after-hours access to some of the Disney rides.
So nice.
They'll be able to ride the Expedition Everest. Ah, the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Nice.
And also the test track at Epcot. But rides like Space Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean apparently are not on this list. So I'm not going to be able to ride every single ride. But hey, I'm okay if I could just go on that rock and roller coaster. That thing is awesome.
All right, so you're happy about it.
Hell yeah. They also have access to 3 golf courses. Man, they're just living the tough life. I think I saw LeBron James was trying to compare what they're going through to be like being in prison, and people are just making fun of him for that. Because, like, I don't know, last I checked, prisoners don't get to ride roller coasters. But if they do, man, we're doing it wrong.
Yeah, LeBron, no one's going to feel sorry for you, buddy.
They also will have barbers, braiders, manicurists, and pedicurists on site as well for them.
Oh, that's it. They have those in prison, too.
Yes, all of that is stuff that hits.
Yeah.
And also prison wine, toilet wine.
You got to get the toilet wine, yeah.
Danny, I know you're rocking your Seattle Sounders. My favorite of all their kits, quote unquote, I guess, would be their black and pink one. I always love that look.
It's so great. I love this one. Nightfall jersey all day long.
And the Sounders are playing tonight.
Tonight.
All day long. 6 p.m. They're going to be taking on, San Jose?
Yes, sir.
The reigning MLS Cup champions. So good luck to them. This is a sign of probably pessimism for many Seahawks fans. I don't know if you noticed. If you're not a season ticket holder, maybe you didn't notice. But they're offering optional refunds for the 2020 season.
Oh, that's not good.
To their season ticket holders. So you could either say, they'd be like, hey, hold on to them. Hopefully we have the season and you'll have your season tickets to work with. Or you get a refund, or you can apply it to next season, the 2021 season.
So I just want to think that means you can't go to a game. That doesn't mean they're not going to run games.
It's hard to tell right now. I think the fingers are crossed that they're going to still be able to have a season, of course, but I don't know how likely it's going to be that there's going to be fans in these stadiums when they play.
I can't imagine. How are they going to do that? The latest news, everyone's spiking. Oregon's spiking. I don't know how they're going to figure that out in a couple months.
Or they could just really embrace the 12th man, just have 12 fans.
Oh, I like that idea.
Okay. Welcome to CenturyLink Field, home of the 12 fans.
Yeah. What I want to know is, I still want that long line experience. Will they find a way to create that for me, even though there's only 12 fans? Can I still wait in line for an hour to get something?
Absolutely. Well, okay. That's even better. Yes. Why not? Just put a timer.
Yeah.
And every 40 minutes, you go up one person. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. That'll make me feel good. But let me stand in a line. Yeah, socially distant, but I just want to stand there for an hour and feel like I'm really at a football game.
See, the lines aren't near. You appreciate the lines during a Seahawks game if you've ever been to a Seattle Dragons game, our now defunct XFL team.
Oh, yeah, I heard about those.
That was a whole other level of line waiting. That was.
Yeah, that was not.
Next level long. Hey, just a text we got. Guy was hoping that we could wish their stepdad, Doug, a happy birthday from his daughters for his morning commute. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Give it a shout.
Have a great weekend. Today, it's going to be a great day to enjoy the weather. Yeah. 75 degrees and sun. I think it's supposed to be decent tomorrow and then rain on Sunday. And thanks to that advanced hair restoration for the Migs Report. And that's what's up.
That is what's up. Well, as we're all just sitting here locking down, we're using nostalgia as a way to cope and to put good feelings in us, especially since what we know as life is completely different than it was, before March. So Netflix is helping us out with that as they're releasing 15 episodes of the classic game show Supermarket Sweep. Yeah, it's back.
Nice! Yes. Dude, I saw one of my buddies, Ethan HD, posted that. I was like, wait a second, what? I can watch the old Supermarket Sweep?
Yeah, you can.
I was like, my weekend is planned.
Yeah, so it was a game show from the 90s, if you don't know. Oh. And a reboot is also in the works.
Really?
SNL's Leslie Jones is supposed to be the host of it.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That would be cool. She's super excited when she gets down on that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I remember getting kind of almost excited when I saw Guy's Grocery Games, which is a fine show, but I thought, oh, this is just a remake of Supermarket Sweep. But it was like, you watch it and you just keep trying to compare it to the greatness that was Supermarket Sweep, and it's not nearly as awesome.
And I have been watching Supermarket Sweep, and it's exciting. I don't know about why, grocery shopping is exciting, but them running around everywhere, trying, just run into the meat section, picking up all the things of meat because those are the most expensive things in the store.
Yeah.
Like that, and all the baby food, you just have to just shove them all into your cart and just running around.
And what was the premise? Whoever had the most, expensive stuff?
They ring it up after X amount of time. Then they'd go to the cashier and they'd ring it up, and whoever was able to collect the most amount of stuff, money wise, was the winner.
Yeah, and there'd be special things like a giant Pepsi can would be an extra $250, or you'd have to go and search in a thing to find 3 specific pieces of some sort of grocery thing that you would have to find that has a thing on the bottom that you get 3 of those, you get an extra $75. And it's really fun.
A very genius way to do a game show, because how much did it cost them in prize money at the end of the day?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
But I always love the look of anxiety on the contestants' face once they'd start, because you're like, where do I go and what do I start with?
Yeah.
This was the show that I always fantasized about being on.
Same.
As a kid.
100%. My mom used to watch it all the time, and I was like, I just want... And every time I'd go to the supermarket...
You think about it.
Yeah, I'd be like, what would I go for first?
Oh, sure, because as a young person, to be able to go wild, because you're always told not to go wild in the supermarket, so that show really appealed to so many people.
And it was like, yes, it was like trivia was involved in it, too, to help you get in a better spot in the game. Everything about it was awesome.
The bonus round was one of the most, like, the terrible, frightening parts about it, because you'd have to run to a certain spot and then find the correct item that had, like, a clue on it that would send you to the next one. So it was like a riddle to get to the next spot, and it would be, like, a slogan for dish soap. And I'm like, I don't know this. Like, I don't know how I'd even figure out these things. Yeah. Like, it got super hard for the bonus round.
But here's my question. Is the host, the original host, that David guy, is he dead or something? Like, why not bring him back, too?
I have no idea. I don't know if he's dead. I haven't heard much about him ever since.
David Ruprecht?
I mean, it was the 90s? So we're talking over 20 years.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, I remember him.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, when did
he's
it come out?
He's 71 years old, man.
Oh, that's why he's not doing
it. 70 is like, you know, the new 50.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, I think, I think that's what it is. I think he's just like, I'm done, guys.
He's on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's on Twitter.
Well. According to...
No, it's not him.
According to TMZ on YouTube yesterday, it says ex-supermarket suite David could be reboot announcer. So apparently they haven't picked one yet.
Oh, I thought they were doing the SNL check.
That's what it says on TMZ.
Well, an announcer might be different than...
Announcer. I get it.
Welcome to supermarket suite.
They can't demote him to just being the announcer.
That's what they did with 71.
Maybe he doesn't want to run.
Maybe that's all he wants to do.
But how great would it be if he's in like one of those supermarket rascals?
Oh, that
that's
would
how
be
he's hosting.
Okay,
it.
That's great.
I forgot about that. We have the technology to have him be mobile.
That's what they did with Mark Summers on the reboot of Double Dare.
Yeah.
They put him in a rascal?
No, that too, yes.
I just love those hosts. I just brought up yesterday how I missed Supermarket Suite at dinner last night.
Well, I will tell you, I think that, like Rev said, Leslie Jones, when she gets excited over stuff like that, so I think she's the perfect choice.
Yeah, just watch her watching a show on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is pretty awesome. Another person says, I just got back in my car. You guys talk about Supermarket Sweep. That was the greatest show of all time when I was little. I did not realize how many people enjoyed that show as much as
everybody watched it. Everybody saw it.
But nobody in my circle of friends was a fan of Supermarket Sweep. So when I'd bring it up, they'd all be like, that sounds stupid. Whatever. Like, you know what I mean? So it's nice to be in a room with people that enjoyed. Vicky, were you a Supermarket Sweep person?
I was very little. I didn't understand what necessarily they were doing, but I was very excited.
I don't know how to tell you this, but usually it was like, you know, us sort of geeky people that were watching it. So you must be more geeky than you expected. I mean, if you were watching it back in the day and you were an adult.
Yeah.
And I know Nickelodeon did something. I think it was more of like a charity thing or something where they would take kids, give them a cart and set them free with a time limit. In a Toys R Us.
Yeah, it was like 90 seconds in a Toys R Us. Right. And it would be, you just watch all the kids run immediately to the bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, it's like I liked both those ideas.
Yeah, and it's I mean, seriously, being set free in an area where you wish you could have carte blanche, like you have to pass by all the expensive food or pass by all the great toys. It's a fantastic idea.
I always wanted to do a shopping spree, like any of those sort of things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like one of life's greatest.
Didn't you have that and lose that on Wheel of Fortune? Didn't you?
There was no shopping spree.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, it was a $6,000 shopping spree that my wife would have really liked.
Yeah, exactly.
Do I have to buy an O?
Yeah.
Thanks, bankruptcy and bringing up old stuff.
Yeah, you said you've always wanted to do it, and you were that close on Wheel of Fortune that it even said shopping spree on
Thanks for bringing up the one thing my wife was most disappointed about, not me not getting, and her bringing that.
Dude, I'm watching an old episode of Supermarket Sweep right now, and so posted on YouTube, and I agree. The 90s were a simpler time.
Yes.
It is so funny just watching these contestants just grabbing giant turkeys and throwing them in their shopping cart. And like their opponents like looking anxiously, like, what are they going to do? What are they pulling off? What kind of strategy do we need to have?
The hairstyles are just insane.
And the sweater choices.
Yeah. Yeah, the hairstyle.
Especially the host. I mean, his sweater.
Oh, that sweater, yeah.
I mean, he made Mr. Huxtable look like a...
Dude, he looks like he's old there. I mean, now I can see it. Dude, I mean, he looks pretty old there. I don't know. Maybe...
Fine.
I think we got to get a younger person. Yeah, that sweater is nuts. Wow. It looks like a throw rug that they decided to put as a sweater.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it's that's a cheesy looking game. It was the whole thing about it's cheesy.
Is that shag carpeting? No, that's my sweater.
That's my sweater.
Oh, it's so awesome. I'm so glad they're bringing it back.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
What metal is the best conductor of electricity?
Oh, Metallica.
No.
Anthrax?
No.
Silver.
Yes!
How about that? He surprised us all with that answer.
That's what he did.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.